patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Hi, everyone. Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now, hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me, as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Do you have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill, to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
Hey guys, you ever thought about betting on sports? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. They've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of their limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right. Deposit today using promo code DOTUM and they'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code DOTUM when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply for entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, beer fans, you thirsty and looking to wet your whistle? Well, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has you covered. Swing by one of Hotshot's 11 area locations and try the feature beer of the month. This month, enjoy a pint of my favorite, Elysian Night Out Pumpkin. It is damn good, and it's available for $4 at Hotshot's throughout October. And there will be a new featured beer each month in 2018, and you can get the skinny on all of them at HotShotsNet.com. Hotshot's, all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book called Bad Mood, Good Mood. 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. If you want to turn your bad mood into a good mood, this is the book for you. Check it out online at badmoodgoodmood.com.
Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Ragazzi's and their banquet rooms. Ragazzi's is popular for their rehearsal dinners and are already booking holiday parties. If you're looking for a location to hold your holiday party, work luncheon, or even an extended family get-together, look no further than Ragazzi's. Their banquet room offers sit-down seating for 80, or for a more casual event, the upstairs banquet room sits 60. Pair that with the trademark 32-ounce fish bowls, and you'll have everything you need for a really good time. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
Excellent release.
Wow, that's the best kind.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
I just like the sound of that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 16th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the St. Charles Family Arena and the Legends of Country Music Concert this Saturday. It's getting close. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Four nights from now. Family Arena. I am happy. I am proud. I am flattered that I was asked to host this great concert. Larry Gatlin, the Gatlin Brothers, Tanya Tucker, and the Oak Ridge Boys all in one show. It's going to be fantastic. We'll talk. But first,
hey!
At the control board. 19, you know, I watched that Meghan Markle, oh yeah, she's pregnant. Isn't that interesting how women just get all crazy when some other woman gets pregnant? Millions and millions of women have gotten pregnant, but, oh, Meghan Markle's got, okay, fine. But I see that stuff, and every time I see it, I think of this man, because for 19 years, he was over there. He was in the mix with those people, so they kicked him out and sent him back to America. And after 10 years, they kicked him out of Birmingham, England. They said, you're not royalty. Get out. And he did. And we're glad he did. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here at the control board. The one and only Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Dan, did you get your text from Bill Cleveland?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. He asked me to check.
I responded.
Now, he told me where he would be today, and I forgot.
He's in Branson.
He's in Branson, yes. That's a place I need to go. Mm-hmm. Branson.
Never been.
A lot of people think it's just all hillbilly stuff. It's really not.
Oh, you've never been? Oh,
no.
Branson's awesome.
I'll tell you, in the Playhouse, I went one time, a long time ago. And I was there one night and out of there.
There's a place in Branson where the women wear no pants.
Good. See how much funnier you're getting by being on this show? I met you, I said, that guy's not funny. And then look what happened. A little training and boom, there he is. In the glass cubicle, the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser house.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Now, the guy you just heard deliver that funny line, there's a place in Branson where the women wear no pants. He was not capable of that a year ago, and I'm surprised he's capable of it now with all that is in his head and all he has going. For goodness sakes, the guy is a newscaster, news director, in charge of the whole news department, head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's the author of a book that he graciously gave signed copies of to all of us for $26 a piece. And then, oh yeah, there's something else he does. Just like Jim Rockford, the Rockford Files, he is an honest-to-goodness actual private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor or whatever you want to do here.
Thank you, Frank. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator this month. Legitimate private investigator, and I wrote a book about some of the crazier stories that have happened in my career. It's called Bad Mood, Good Mood, and the subtitle is I Can't Make This Stuff Up. It's at badmoodgoodmood.com. And chapter 5 is called The Wrinkle. This actually is a PI story in which I investigated the sexual assault of a woman assaulting a 270-pound high school football player, and she got pregnant. And the only reason why they could convict her of sexual assault is because she was pregnant, because she was so obese.
Oh. This is a great story.
That story is called The Wrinkle.
Oh.
Oh, I think I get it. Flower, yeah. Wet spot.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't, it's not that raunchy, but I mean, if you want to read that,
wow.
Check out my website.
I'm trying to visualize a really obese woman with a big football player.
This was a prosecuting attorney in the South, and we call them fat rolls, but there they call them wrinkles.
Really?
And so the title of that chapter is The Wrinkle.
Learn a lot from that book.
Badmoodgoodmood.com.
Badmoodgoodmood and learnalot. .com, whatever. Okay, that's Tim Woodburn. Now, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse's hind end.
And Rat Boy was down at the courthouse today. And somebody saw him and called me and go, hey, Rat Boy's at the courthouse. What's going on? Is he in trouble? I don't know. So I asked him. He's trying to have his name legally changed to Charles Edward, what's the last name?
Cheese.
Charles Edward Cheese.
Charles Chuck, Edward
yeah,
Cheese.
Chuck
Chucky?
Yeah,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow.
Chuck
for sure. Good luck with that. I think that's trademarked or something.
Hmm.
Oh, man. And now, this is a guy who, with his band, I think plays the best polka music I've ever heard in my life this side of Germany. Bruce Limpress in the All Boy Orchestra. Is that primarily German polka? Is that,
I thought so,
when you think
yeah.
of polka, have we got the right country there? I think it is. That's what I think of anyway.
Yeah, Germany, Holland, those kind of countries around there, I would assume.
Sunday, there's an Oktoberfest down at the Arch Grounds, and they're going to have polka music.
Oh, I bet they'll have some good polka music down there. I brought to you by the Family Arena in St. Charles, and this Saturday night's Legends of Country Music. I probably should, underneath this, have some music by, let me see, what would I like for you to pull up here? Let's go, Help Me, the Gatlin Brothers, because they opened the show. Now, folks, this is 7 to 10:30. There are 2 15-minute intermissions. I'll come out and welcome everybody. Act like, you know, you're glad to see me, and pretend anyway, and then my kids won't be embarrassed. And then the Gatlins come out, and they're followed by Tanya and the Oak Ridge Boys. That's the way that I understand it's going to work. Now, think of it this way. 3.5 hours, 2 nice intermissions, and 3 shows for the price of one, and it would be a great price if it were just one show. And crank this. Listen to this. It's a beautiful song by Larry Gatlin.
Lord, help me walk another mile.
One more mile.
I'm tired of walking
all alone. Wow, what a beautiful song. And maybe that's a little bit slow and down. I don't want you to think of the concert that way, but they always include a nice gospel song or so, because he's a guy who turned his life around. Larry Gatlin had a cocaine problem at one time, and tells a great story about how he realized that he was just going the wrong direction. So he fixed it. And a lot of music, though, was very, very upbeat. Of course, the Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira and all that stuff, and a lot of big hits. And then Tanya Tucker, my goodness. She had a lot of hits, and she'll be there, too, and I'll be there. I'm the least of it, and I have a very small role. Let's just let you know. I'm glad you came, and so here they are. So it's 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6, Family Arena, St. Charles. Tickets are $50, $60, $70, and $80. There are some tickets still left. I can't understand why, but country radio, to me, is responsible in large part for killing some of these people off and making them seem irrelevant, but they're not. They're still going strong, and they still sound great, many of them. So Saturday night, I look forward to seeing you there. Family Arena. Go online. It's an easy website to remember. It's familyarena.com. That's familyarena.com for the Legends of Country Music Conference.
concert.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
He's not here. He's in Branson, Missouri, a place that the last time I was in Branson, it was, I believe, about 1990, yeah,
long. It's changed a lot.
Yeah, and I didn't even get to see it. I went, this is going to really sound like I'm bragging, I went to meet with Kenny Rogers at 7 o'clock at night and left there about 11:30, came straight back home because I had to get up and do a morning show at 6 o'clock. I mean, I just was in and out of there. So I didn't really get to see it then. And I think a lot of people think of Branson as just a bunch of hillbilly, you know, knee-slapping, fiddle-playing, toothless
bald
people.
Bald knobbers.
Yeah, bald knobbers and the Presley family. There's a lot more to it than that. Bill Clevelin is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. And now from Branson, Missouri, some people call it Nashville Junior, here is Bill Clevelin.
Ooh. Wow.
Doesn't matter if he's on the road or here, they're there for him.
They travel with him.
Yeah.
Really?
It's amazing.
I didn't know that. That was his fans right from his car, backseat of his car.
They follow him.
Yeah. Bill, how are you?
Hey, that Branson Panson thing was the funniest thing Tim's ever said.
I'm glad you heard that. Yeah.
And maybe ever, actually. Yeah.
And that's sad.
That was nice. Yeah. So I'm gonna talk about Branson more tomorrow because I'm here for a couple of days. So I'll give you some insights and talk to you a little bit about Branson. I want to talk to you just quickly about a place that I went to on the way to Branson today. It's a state park. But before I mention that, I do have to tell you something that happened to me today about 35, 40 minutes ago. Okay. So.
Are you on a cell phone, by the way?
No, this is a hotel phone.
Okay, good, because I was going to say, this is like the cleanest, clearest cell phone I've ever heard. That explains it. And by the way, I hope by the time you're done, you say something to convince my wife that we need to go to Branson, that it's just not for 90-year-old people who don't have any teeth. Go ahead.
About 40 minutes ago, I guess let me back up just a bit. When I go to these different towns and these different cities or destinations, whatever you want to call them, usually what they do is they give me a bunch of stuff to do. So they'll give me like an agenda, or they'll give me, sometimes there's like a pass and you can kind of pick and choose what you want to do to kind of get a flavor for the town or whatever. And so Branson, obviously, there's tons of stuff. And I've done quite a few things in Branson already, but they have in town now, they have a Ferris wheel, which at night they light it up in all these crazy cool colors and designs and stuff. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Ferris wheel that was from Chicago. I believe it was on Navy Pier. I could totally be wrong about that, but I think that's the case.
No, I think you're right.
And they moved it down to Branson. So that was one of the things. And I thought, well, what the heck, whatever, sure, I'll ride the Ferris wheel. Sometimes you can get some cool pictures when you're up on top of some of those things. So I go to the this Branson Ferris wheel. So I go in, and there's like two people in the parking lot. Turns out the only two people are the people working there. And I walk up, I have a little ticket, and I say, well, I guess I'm the only one in town that wants to ride the Ferris wheel. And I go to hand the ticket, and the kid, I say kid, so he sounds like an old guy, but he was probably 19 years old, had like four piercings in his nose, and he says, oh, you know, you can't ride solo. And I thought he was joking. And then I realized quickly he was not joking. He said, oh no, we can't have single riders in the Ferris wheel. And so I turned around and got in my car and left. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Single riders?
No.
By themselves? Yes. Like, why wouldn't
you get
allowed?
I said, are you joking? He goes, well, it's a safety concern. And I said, a safety concern? I'm almost 40 years old. What do you mean a safety concern? So if you're coming to Branson,
that does not make in any way.
No.
In no way does that make sense.
Bill, were you tall enough to ride the Ferris wheel?
Oh, see, you know what? Bill, I'm so sorry he said that to you.
I thought that was actually kind of.
Well, like, you know, that's the only. Oh, that is the only legit
those
reason
things
I can think
you must
of.
Be this tall.
Yeah,
to ride
that's the
this,
only thing I could think of. Why would you? Yeah. Why would you not be allowed to ride a Ferris wheel by yourself?
I can understand we can't let four people get in the wheel, but not can't ride solo doesn't make sense.
I have never heard of this ever. And I have been in other Ferris
wheels. Here's what this is, and I'm not kidding.
lazy operators. Nobody else was there. They didn't want to fire it up. No, I'm serious.
True.
They didn't want to fire it up just for you. So they made that
up. It was already moving. I could tell it was moving when I pulled in. I just thought that was the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, they just didn't like you.
You'll have to tell some of the people that send you down there and everything and tell them.
Maybe we could.
Oh, yeah, I told them.
Change the rules.
Maybe we could start a GoFundMe page to pay somebody to ride the Ferris wheel with
Bill. That's a great idea. So that he won't idea.
Yeah.
And we pay for them to go to Branson just to take one Ferris wheel ride with Bill Clapper.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
There you go.
Charity.
Get on it.
All right.
So I want to tell you about a state park. This is a place called Ha Ha Tonka State Park. Have you heard of
Ha 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 Ha?
No, I've been there by boat from Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, wow.
The lake, okay. So maybe you know a little bit about the story. So there was a guy in the late 1800s. He bought a bunch of land, I think about 5,000 acres, right around that lake. And he was in the grocery business and a fairly successful man. And he just kind of wanted to have some place away. And I believe he was in the St. Louis area. And he wanted to have sort of a getaway. And so he bought all of this land. And then he decided that he wanted to have a castle, like a massive castle. And so he decided that he was going to have it built. And so they started building this castle, and they were just beautiful. And then he actually died. He was one of the first automobile deaths in the state of Missouri. So he never saw the thing completed.
Oh, no.
But it was completed in 1904. And then about 1940, a fire destroyed this place, destroyed most of it. And so what they have left now are the ruins of this castle. And to see it, it's pretty neat, to be quite honest with you. I didn't really know what to expect, but it's cool. I got some really neat pictures today. And so you can go, and that's sort of the focal point of the park. And it overlooks, you know, these bluffs, and they have about 15 miles worth of trails that you can, you know, go through, hiking, obviously, and other types of recreation. But it's been voted one of the top state parks in the United States. The USA Today just had a thing within the last 6 months, and they were in the top ranking of most beautiful state parks.
We took the kids years ago. You go to Lake of the Ozarks, and you can, if you know where Grand Glaze Bridge, they're sort of the heart of the Horseshoe Bend or whatever. You can get in the boat. Bass Tantara, keep on going. It's a pretty good little boat ride. It'll take you, you know, if you're running 20 knots, it'll still take you probably, I don't know, close to an hour to get there. But when you get there, there are two things. Did you know about the pool? It's like always 50 degree water. It's like, I mean, take your breath kind of cold all year.
No, I didn't do that.
And then there are people that hike up to this castle you're talking about. Now, I didn't do it because I took one look and I went, no, I'm not hiking up there. I mean, it's a pretty good trek. A lot of steps, and I'm not doing that.
This is the first I've ever heard about this castle, and I think it's pretty freaking fascinating, if you ask me. Now, what kind of, and I know this might sound like a dumb question, what kind of bricks did they use to build the castle? I mean, is it like, you know, house?
What a dumb question.
Shut up. All right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Bill.
They weren't bricks, it was stone.
It's not like house bricks.
No, it's just stone. It's like stone blocks.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really neat. Now, when you get down there, you'll notice now they have some fencing around the perimeter of the what's left of the ruins, because some of the stuff is not structurally sound, and obviously they don't want a wall to collapse on someone. But I talked to someone with Missouri State Parks a couple of days ago, because I had heard about this. I was like, you know, that you couldn't get too close or whatever. You can get close enough to see plenty. But they're working to stabilize some of the walls and stuff so that people can, because you used to, I think just even up to a couple of years ago, you could just walk through, you know, the whole thing. Pretty neat, though. So Ha Ha Tonka State Park, and it's in...
How far is it from Branson proper?
From Branson, it's just under 2 hours.
Okay.
And then from St. Louis, it's about, I think, like 2 hours and 45 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. Easy drive to get there.
Yeah, that is an easy drive.
Yeah, and then you were talking about hiking up to it. There's actually a parking lot. Nobody told you about the parking lot, I guess.
No.
and so, yeah, you can actually go to the state park. There's a visitor center, and the signage is kind of bad, so make sure you have it on your GPS. But there is a parking lot. You can go right up to the ruins, and then there's all the trails throughout the park.
Now, they boated over there, though, right?
Bill? Oh, okay, that's right, yeah.
Bill, do you remember Judy Martin?
I do, absolutely.
Judy the Cutie. She sent me a text just now. She said she'd be glad to ride the Ferris wheel with you. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that is.
And I texted her back, and I said, no, She rides with me. She rides with me, or she doesn't.
Yes.
No, she rides with me, or she doesn't ride.
Well, apparently, a listener just texted over and said that Bill wasn't allowed to ride the Ferris wheel because they have to keep balance in the cart. So if there was somebody sitting opposite him, it would be okay. But if he's just up there by himself, he's only sitting on one side of the cart.
I thought when you said balance, you meant that if he sat in, you know how those things swing. That, you know, when they, even when they're still, they kind of rock.
Yeah.
That nose weight might tip it forward, and he'd fall out of there if that bar came loose. I was thinking maybe that's
I thought you were going to say it would help balance me. I'd be in sitting in one side, and then my... No, forget it.
What? Yeah, forget it. We'll do your nose jokes for you.
Yeah, thanks so much. I have never heard about that any other fair.
No, I'm telling you right now, that's not true, and they, for whatever reason, they wanted a smoke break or something. They just didn't want to put you... They didn't want to take you. I don't know why, but that can't be true, and I'm looking forward to more of these reports, because, seriously, I need to go to Branson, just because... Is that fiddle player still there? That's Soji Tabuchi or whatever his name is. Is he still there? Do you know?
That I don't know. I know Yakov Smirnoff is here because I saw his theater on the way in.
Is that the dirtiest sounding name you've ever heard?
Yeah.
Yakov Smirnoff. Wow, he's still there, the Russian comedian.
And the Presleys, you mentioned them in the introduction. They're still there.
They've been there forever.
Yeah, I think they were the first show on the Strip.
What do you think? Well, you'll know more after you're there. Well, but what would you, from what you know now, would be the biggest draw for people who's, I don't like country music, I don't like, it's not so country. What do you think it would be? Because
you know,
Wayne Newton has been there, Tony Orlando has been there.
Yeah,
there've been some big...
I think there are a lot of... So you've seen the show, like The Voice, and you've seen the America's Got Talent.
Right.
You have a lot of people from those reality shows that open up a theater down here. And that's how they kind of make their career for themselves. So you have a lot of people who do a lot of different interesting things. I don't know if I would say like Vegas, but essentially they have all sorts of types of shows.
I think there are magic shows. I think they got more stuff than people realize, and I'm looking forward to finding out more. And find out if that fiddle player's still
there.
There's
a Chinese acrobat show down there. I don't know if it's still there or not, because we saw it when Alyssa was in middle school, and her middle school choir got to open the show for the Chinese acrobats.
I think you're mispronouncing it. It's acrobat.
Acrobat. Oh, Chinese acrobat.
Oh,
and it was awesome. The show that they put on was tremendous.
I will just say quickly, I did a, I always take my GoPro camera when I travel, and so I have this really cool thing. It's a suction cup, and I can put it right on the car so I can get scenes from wherever I'm traveling. And so I've had a couple of people who have never been to Branson before. I was trying to describe to them the amount of stuff. And so what I did today was I took the GoPro camera, put it on the front of the car, and I just drove down the strip. And people will, if you've never been to Branson, I'll post it in a couple of days.
It's like, sort of like a mini Las Vegas, isn't it? Like the Strip of Las Vegas.
I don't even know if I would say a mini Las Vegas. It's just different type of, you know, stuff. It's unbelievable how many different theaters are down here.
I'm guessing lots of fudge places. For some reason, all those type places always have a... Well, you will. They always have a couple of fudge places.
I haven't seen that. All right, I got to go. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan. Thank you.
You know what? You ought to get some of those people, get them to go pick it at the Ferris wheel.
No, just pick one out and put it on the Ferris wheel. All his fans could get in one seat, probably. Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
All right, bye.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. Why would you even think of buying a replacement window without checking out the one more people buy than any other and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues? All right, I'm thinking today, I don't know why, but... about things that actually have not changed much at all over the last 50, 60, 70 years. I'll give you an example. Lawnmowers. A power mower is pretty much exactly the same as it was. It's a spinning blade, and some have a bag. Is it the same thing?
Yeah,
that has not changed much. I got another one. Microwave. Now, they were bigger in the beginning, but it's still ding, you know, it's ready, true. 20 seconds, whatever. That hasn't changed. Refrigerators. Once they got past the ice box with a block of ice in it, and you plugged it in, there's a compressor. I know they're fancier, and they light up, and they have ice in the door. But other than that, a refrigerator is kind of the same.
And you can get online with them now, too. And
but the mechanism itself is kind of the same.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Irons to iron clothes. That iron is still the same. You plug it in, and maybe it has misting, then whatever, but it's still an iron.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not an object or a thing like those, but it's interesting to me that men's suits are pretty much exactly the same as they were 100 mm-hmm. years ago.
Yeah.
A coat and pants and a tie and a shirt.
And the only thing that I think has changed on the suits is the size of the lapels.
Yeah, but that's
sometimes.
That's not even.
No.
That's just kind of fashion.
A suit is still a suit. Maybe the tie's a little wider, a little mm-hmm. narrower, but when a guy dresses up, he dresses up the same way he did 100 years ago. Yet women, oh my goodness, every season it changes. Now the big deal, or it has been for a couple of years, is the shoulders torn out of their blouse. I hate that. Where the shoulders look like they just ripped the shoulders out.
Well, you think like 100 years ago, you say men's suits are pretty much the same, which is true. But women's fashion, they had like the bonnets and those big frilly neck things that they used to have to wear
and
with ribbons
corsets
and all that.
To make your waist look like it was 14 inches.
And then you had that like wooden cage that went like underneath their dress around their butt.
Well, they wore slips. Everyone wore a slip. But that's my point. They have evolved. We're still stuck with the suit.
Yeah.
It's still the same thing. So I'll think of some others down the road.
It's perfection. You just can't mess with perfection. So guys don't have to, mess around.
Pretty smart, then.
Sears is in big trouble. They're done. I mean, bankruptcy now. They're pretty much closing all their stores. So I've told this before, but I have one Sears story. And when I was a kid, half the stuff you bought at Sears. We went down to Sears. We got this at Sears. We're on revolving credit at Sears.
Your dad had all his tools, Craftsman tools.
Who was bought out a year ago by Black & Decker. Did you know that? They bought Craftsman out. So we were the only house in our little crappy $40 a month was our rent neighborhood that didn't have a power mower. You know, the gas-powered mower. We had the reel that you had to file. Oh, crap. It was horrible. So I went to my dad and I said, look, I want a power mower. And he said, we can't afford a power mower. And we couldn't. And I said, everybody has a power mower but us. And he said, well, we can't afford it. And I said, I'll buy it. And he said, with what? And I said, with money I'll make. This is a true story. Cutting grass. And he just blew it off and thought, there's no way. And so I got on my bike and I went down to Sears and I looked at the lawnmowers and I found one that I just flipped out over and it was $80. It was a nice power mower. And it didn't have a rope pull. It had a wind up.
Oh, I remember those.
Spring loaded and you slap it down and it will.
Yeah.
And I begged for it and I begged and I wouldn't let up and I drove him nuts. My dad made $50 a week. Our rent was $40 a month. We had an old car. We didn't have any money. And the idea of taking on that debt petrified him. But I wouldn't let up. And I said, I know that I can make enough money to pay this off. So we had Sears revolving credit, and he bought the lawnmower. Now he's got an $80 debt hanging over his head. In the first summer, I made $350.
Whoa!
And that's and every yard I had, here was the price range. They went from $1 to my biggest yard, and these were rich people down the street. Their yard was $2.25.
Whoa.
It took me half a day. And I made $350 in the summer. And I'm going to tell you something. When you're a kid, there's certain things that happen when you're a kid that sort of end up, you can't get them out of your head. They stick with you. And one was that my dad never once said, wow, way to go, or good job, or I'm proud of you. Nothing. I gave him the money to pay off that mower, and he never said it. It's almost like he was jealous or he was mad at himself that he doubted I could do it. I proved him wrong because he kept saying, there's no way you're ever going to be able to pay it. I'm going to be stuck with this bill. And I never kind of got over that he didn't just give me a pat on the back or something. And say, but man, did I love that lawn. I waxed it. I waxed it like you wax a car. I'm not kidding. I was so proud. It might as well have been a car. I was so proud of that mower. So that's my great Sears story. And, of course, our refrigerator had come from Sears. And everybody's washing with Kenmore was from Sears. So I don't know. Like a lot of old people, I hate to see it go away just because at one time it was. It was the thing, Sears. A couple other things I'm going to have to skip over. I don't know why this stuff makes the news. This morning, here's what I read, that Jada Pinkett Smith, there was a period of time where she woke up and cried for 45 days straight. She was so depressed. Who cares? Who cares? Jada Pinkett Smith is rich. Her husband, Will Smith, who a lot of people in Hollywood say absolutely is gay. What a horrible time. Oh, poor man. How about this? How about people who cry every day for more than 45 days who don't have any money because they can't dig out of whatever hole they're in? How about let's feel bad for those people? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There are two FM DJs who decide to go hunting because they got a lot of free time. They're out of work. And they go out in the woods to hunt. They walk, and they walk, and they walk, and they're out, and they don't even know where they are. They just drove till they found a lot of farmland, and the walk is really, it's a tough one, and they're breathing pretty hard. And one of the FM DJs just drops to the ground. His buddy doesn't know if it's a heart attack or what. He doesn't know what to do, so he gets his cell phone, call 911, no signal. So he leaves his friend, the FM DJ, on the ground, who's lying on the ground. He leaves him. He walks and walks looking for a signal. He goes, well, there's a hill. He gets up high, and he kind of climbs halfway up a tree, finally gets a signal. And the operator, 911, what's your emergency? He goes, yeah. He says, hey, I'm out here in the woods. I'm hunting with my buddy, and I think he's dead. And the 911 operator says, well, now, you think he's dead? He goes, he looks dead to me. She said, well, what we got to do though is maybe he's not, and we got to try to save his life. The first thing we have to do, we have to make be absolutely sure he's dead. So the FM DJ says, all right, hang on. And about a half minute goes by. About another half minute goes by, and then the 911 operator over the phone hears this. He gets back to the phone, he goes, okay, he's dead, now what?
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Nature Valley, bumper-to-bumper eastbound 270 past Missouri Bottom to New Florissant, southbound 270 lining up Page to Doherty Ferry. You're stacked up westbound 64 between Compton and Clayton Skinker, jams eastbound 70 through the depressed section, and southbound 55, the Poplar Street Bridge to 4500 South Broadway. The Loughborough Ramp to southbound 55 is closed, and an accident southbound 55 at Rivas Barracks. When you unwrap a Nature Valley granola bar, you know what you see. See? Granola. That's because their ingredients are right there. The only thing you can't see? How much you'll love it. So for energy that goes where you go, try a snack from Nature Valley. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hi everyone, Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Do you have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill, to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
At thehomeloanexpert.com, we underwrite, close, and fund all of our own loans, and that means we can make a loan for about anyone. So what are you waiting for? Start saving now and apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Wow, where did the time go? Let's jump right in here. A couple minutes late, we'll do it all we got here. Mike Evans is in Dallas, Texas. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're only closed, as I hope you know, on Monday. Only on Monday. You need reservations for Annie Gunn's. Very popular. It's a great restaurant. And they're both in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. And gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Give it up, please. From Dallas, Texas, for Mike Evans. Run with it, Homer. You got 6 minutes. Only a couple short of what we normally have. Been pretty good about it lately, but today... a little too long with that joke. It's all yours.
The diarrhea of the mouth, homie.
That's right.
I just made that up. You like that?
I love it.
Okay. Hey, hope everybody's doing great today. This week's Pop Quiz theme, celebrities who are junk food junkies. You even brag about name the name of the junk food junkie who especially loves McDonald Big Mac.
Yeah.
I like Big Macs.
I do.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Williams.
I think she, yeah.
Serena Williams.
No, no, no.
Sorry. Selena Gomez. Okay. Little love scoreboard. Love scoreboard. 9 months ago when David Hasselhoff, 66, and 36-year-old fan Haley Roberts.
Whoa. Wow.
You go, Mike. I mean, David.
They met. I missed it. What did you say?
No, I called him Michael. His name is David Hasselhoff. I was thinking of you. When I think of guys who young girls are attracted to, you came to mind, and I called
Thank
him
you.
Michael. You're welcome.
She was asking for his autograph when they met, by the way. Anyway.
Nope.
9 months ago, when they were married, the over-under line was 1 year. It's now over after 9 months.
I hate to hear
Sad.
For the record, the over-under line of how long Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson would last was 6 months. The relationship, it lasted 5 months. He refused to stop smoking pot and taking recreational drugs, and she, getting over her ex, Mac Miller's dying of an overdose, keeps him completely away from all drugs at all. That's what ended up breaking them up.
I feel bad she lost him. He's a good-looking guy, that Pete Davidson.
Oh, he's a good-looking guy.
Well, get that right.
Steve Buscemi. If he was an egg.
Steve Buscemi Jr.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, Steve Buscemi's a lot better looking than Pete Davidson.
Man.
Ooh. I think so. And there's more love trouble. Is
it true?
Despite only being married a month, Halle Baldwin.
I don't know.
I have not.
I don't know.
Wait, is that Alec Baldwin's daughter?
Haley Baldwin, yeah.
Has caught
husband Justin Bieber texting old girlfriends, not to mention calling and texting his real, I think, love of his life, Selena Gomez, in rehab.
That
marriage is in trouble. That's serious trouble. I talked about this earlier, but now there's a sidebar to it, and it just bugs me. This Harvey Weinsleeve donating $1 million to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's reelection, and then all of a sudden Weinsleeve's rape charges from New York are continued for almost a year. Then last week a judge appointed by Cuomo dismisses some of the sex charges against Weinsleeve.
That's all that's just coincidence.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, I'm amazed that the hashtag MeToo people aren't screaming bloody murder over this.
They realize it's just a coincidence.
Now, you're going to like this one. So Bill Cosby has asked one of his attorneys, one that has since quit, that if there was any chance, Cosby asked if they could sue a couple of the women who have not sued him, and the statute of limitations have passed, so they couldn't go to court against him, but they claim through the media that he had raped them, if there was any chance that Cosby could sue these women for defamation of character.
Well, I don't blame
him. Wow.
I don't, poor blind guy.
Yeah.
I don't blame
him. Wow. Doggone him.
Unbelievable. Odds and ends, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Have become friends. Jennifer debuting a new jean denim line of women's clothes and has asked Jessica for help. Jessica Simpson, one of the most successful celebrity fashion retailers in the world. She makes a lot of money with her clothes and her shoes line. Hmm. Tom Cruise has quietly had some work done, little nip tuck, little nose, little cheek, and little chin. He looks damn good for a 60-year-old guy, though.
He does, and I don't mean that in a gay way, but he does.
I understand. Not that there's anything
wrong with that. Yeah, 1 minute, 1 minute and 5 seconds, Mr. Evans.
I want to tell you my favorite country song.
All right.
Get your tongue out of my mouth. I'm kissing you goodbye.
Not familiar with that one.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's a really good song.
That's right.
And finally.
I have to check in with that.
Who loves them Big Macs, homie? Loves the Big Macs. Serena Williams, Selena Gomez, Michelle Williams, Michelle Pfeiffer.
I'm going to go with Serena Williams.
Serena Williams.
Well, I think we're supposed to go with Serena Williams because she looks like she's had a few Big Macs. So I will say the least likely. Was Selena Gomez one of the choices?
Yes.
I'll go with that. Okay. Selena Gomez.
Smart.
Answer Selena Gomez.
Yeah! Who's the genius?
You are.
Yeah. Who's the winner? Me.
Yeah, you are.
Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Only closed on Monday. Don't forget to get somebody a gift card to either or both. They'll love you for it forever. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9-in-the-fan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says leaders of Saudi Arabia are committed to conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a statement after meeting with the Saudi leadership, Pompeo said they strongly denied knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi was last seen alive earlier this month. The president of the United States is calling a porn star horseface, and she's calling him tiny. The Twitter war of words between President Trump and Stormy Daniels heated up after a court threw out a defamation lawsuit that Daniels had filed against the president. Daniels tweeted that the president has demonstrated incompetence, hatred of women, and a lack of self-control. The number of confirmed deaths as a result of Hurricane Michael is now 29.
Officials in Bay County, Florida confirmed another 12 storm-related